You'd think that at some point in my long life that I would have grown a mustache. My father had a mustache that my mother thought made him look like Clark Gable, but I always thought he grew it to disguise the impressive length of his nose. When I finally began to shave, I had no interest in looking like Clark Gable in an era when most of the ballplayers I admire had crew cuts. I was a graduate student in the late 1960s, during a time when facial hair was common. Most of my graduate school buddies let their hair grow long and grew a beard as a way of rebelling against the establishment and protesting the war. There was even a musical at that time titled Hair. I let my hair grow shaggy, but I had no interest in taking on the look of a flower child or a beat poet. When I became an assistant professor at SIU, mustaches and beards were also common among my colleagues, but more as part of the persona of an English professor than any social or political statement. When I told my wife Anita that maybe I should grow a mustache or a beard to fit in, she decided we should have a family vote, which I lost to my kids, who were horrified that their father wanted to grow a beard. So I went through life without facial hair, which was a blessing when I was playing ball in southern Illinois heat and humidity and running marathons. And it didn't stop me from being elected English department chair for 3 3-year terms. I became aware of a hairy change in my life only when I discovered that I was losing hair and had to start wearing a ball cap to prevent the top of my head from getting sunburned during afternoon softball games. At the age of 85, out of all sense and reason, I finally decided to grow a mustache. And it was all because of Paul Skeens, a sensational Pirates rookie pitcher, whose most distinguishing characteristic is his mustache.
I didn't know I could grow a mustache. My dad's never had a mustache, so.
So kind of an accident?
Yeah.
Good luck now.
I think so.
When he was named the National League starting pitcher for the recent All-Star game, Pittsburgh decided to celebrate both Skeens and his mustache. Permontes, Pittsburgh's most popular sandwich shop, gave free sandwiches on the day of the All-Star game to anyone with a mustache.
Einstein, Mercury, Reynolds, Hogan, Brimley, Skeens. We're talking about legends, people. Let me spitball something real quick for you. This Tuesday, 8 p.m., you come in to one of our restaurants, any one of them, with a mustache, kind of like this one, you get a free classic Permani sandwich. If you can't grow a mustache, don't worry about it. Go to a flea market, go to a dollar store, buy one, bring a mustache in on your face. We're gonna hook you up with a free Sammy. Grow one, buy one, I don't care.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star.
Not to be undone, Eaton Park, Pittsburgh's most popular diner, added a mustache to its now famous smiley face cookie. When I told Anita and our now much older kids I wanted to grow a mustache to get in on the Paul Skeens fun, they thought it'd be fun for them to see what it looked like with a mustache. For the next few days, I let my mustache grow, but it was as if my mustache was playing Where's Waldo. It was there, but you had to get up close to me to see it. The problem, not unexpected at my age, was that the hairs of my mustache were white. I let my wannabe mustache grow until Paul Skeens pitched. But when I told Anita I was going to shave it off, she said that my son Stephen and his kids were coming from Southern California for a visit, and I should let it grow until they got to see it. When they arrived, I discovered, to my dismay, that Stephen also started to grow a mustache to celebrate Paul Skeens, and his looked great. As for my Moby Dick of a mustache, the grandkids, who already thought I was really old, thought it made me look older. The night after Stephen and the kids headed home, I kissed Anita goodnight. She said the mustache was prickly and headed for my razor. I lathered up, shaved off the mustache, looked into the mirror, and didn't feel a drop of regret. Instead, I smiled at the face I had been looking at for better or mostly worse all these years and said, with a sigh of relief, "Welcome back." This is Pete Peterson. Reading baseball.